Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, plan to sleep all day. Here come Tuesday.
I don't stipulate that these videos are real. And the fact is, the research that is being criticized, there is research that has been supported. Now, I've seen some news reports of it, but I also know that some of it is not real, and you can create any reality that you want. And I think they should be investigated as to how they obtain those and doctor those and then have them be accepted as something that was an indictment.
All right, so Nancy Pelosi has gone full fascist. She's gone full fascist now, and of course that's not the lead story. This is the Savage Nation. The lead story is me and my views of the world. Welcome to the program. But there she is, a crazy woman. I mean, what do you do when you have a crazy person in Congress? Here's a woman who says, I didn't see the videos of Planned Parenthood selling baby body parts, but I know they're fake and they should be investigated by the state attorney general. If that's not full-blown fascism, I'd like to know what is. But let's sweep aside that lunatic. The cuckoo clock says it all. The bigger lunatic is in the White House. Teddy Roosevelt, great former president, is famous for his saying, talk softly and carry a big stick. President Obama is going to be remembered for this statement, talk loudly, but carry a broken stick. He broke the stick himself. The military has been broken by this psychopath. And what does he do today? He shoots off his big mouth full of hot air against Putin. Saber rattling, he doesn't even do anymore because he broke the saber. So he's in a quandary. The big issue today is Syria. You know, the refugee crisis in Europe didn't come out of a vacuum. It's a result of many different factors. But something happened over the weekend. I seem to be the only one who knows about it. And I was jumping up and down since I saw it on the Debka site on Saturday night. I've been trying to tell people about it. It's not appeared in any newspaper. It's not on any website except my own. Chinese aircraft carrier joins Russia-Iran military buildup is my headline. This is an astronomically large event. As Obama was welcoming the Chinese president, President Zero, from China, and kowtowing to him, and they were making fake deals in the sky about global warming and about human rights. All crap. You know the Chinese president just laughing at him behind his back. It's all nonsense. At the same time, China sailed a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier into Syria. They've linked up with Russia and Iran. They're setting up a joint command headquarters in Syria to take down ISIS, because Obama has refused to take down ISIS. Now, you have to ask yourself, how could this be going on with nobody in the press of any magnitude even noticing it, let alone speaking about it? I mean, you look at idiots like Jake Woodpecker, a man who has the brains of a deranged woodpecker, ran the debates. You'd think one of these idiots would have commented on the fact that Obama is such an empty shell, such a paper president, that all they can do is bellow about Putin while the Russians have moved in special forces. The Iranians have moved in the Republican Guard. The Chinese have sent in special forces into Syria. They don't give a damn what Obama says. They swept him aside like the non-entity that he is. They know he's a non-entity and a loudmouth at that. So what is Russia and China doing in Syria? You know, you say, you understand Russia. Russia has long been a supporter of the Stalinist state of Syria. Syria is a vassal state of Russia. But unlike Obama, Putin does not abandon his allies. Putin will not abandon Assad. No matter what this charlatan says, Assad's going to stay. As bad as he is, he's not as bad as ISIS would be running Syria. witness what ISIS has been doing. So nevertheless, you've got China there, you've got Russia there, you've got Iran there. Ground troops, ground troops, ground troops. The aircraft carrier has arrived. Did you hear? It's a magnitude of order beyond anything you've seen in the news. The Chinese brought in a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. And guess who is bringing in the fighter jets to go on that aircraft carrier? Russia is flying them in on their giant Aleutian transports to sit on that carrier. And they're going to be used in airstrikes, unlike our airplanes, which are sitting idly on bases all over aircraft carriers in the Middle East and on bases nearby in the Middle East. And the charlatan in the White House who says he's doing a great job reversing ISIS is doing nothing. And I'll tell you why, at least what I think. He's done nothing to stop ISIS, which is why they've grown like a cancer. They could have been wiped out in a week or less than a week. If the full force of our military had been put on these animals before they got going, they wouldn't be where they are today, raping, murdering, looting, kidnapping, destroying archaeological sites, killing people at random, raping girls as young as eight, kidnapping women and turning them into sex slaves. Not one word from your president about all of this. So Russia, as you know, is in Syria because Syria is in their sphere of influence. And Assad is their ally, and they're not going to let him fall. And they have a very important naval base on the Syrian coast that they're certainly not going to let collapse. Well, what is China doing there? What in the world is China? Do you know that China has not engaged in a military exercise of this magnitude since the Vietnam War? Am I the only one in the media who understands all of this? Michael Savage, me. I, Michael Savage, I'm telling you something you may not know. This is the first time China has engaged in a military exercise of this magnitude since the Vietnam War. So why is China there, along with Russia and Iran, no less? Why? And why am I the only one talking about it? While you're talking about Trump versus Carson, Carson versus Jimmy versus Carson, all wonderful, but the election's over a year from now. I'm sick of it. Big things are happening. You got the Blood Moon last night. You got the Communist Pope was here the other day. Till he finally left and went back, thank God. Let me stop right there. It's a family. I'm so outraged at how he got away with it. Goodbye, church. Goodbye, church. What's left of the church after this pope? I don't know. I just don't know what can be left of the church after this pope came here. So we got the pope. Then you got the blood moon. Now you have this occurring in the Middle East. Now you got the UN meeting today with speeches by all of these big shots, big important men. And I listened to some of the speeches. I listened especially to the translation of the Putin speech. And I was very impressed with what he said, and we'll play some of that later. And we're going to talk about Obama again in a minute. But I want to go back to the Chinese aircraft carrier joining the Russia-Iran military buildup in Syria. If you think it's dry stuff, I apologize in advance. But it's not dry stuff. I don't think it's the prelude to World War III, by the way. I believe it's the end of the worst scourge on the planet since Adolf Hitler, which is ISIS. I believe that because this incompetent, impotent president, who is tough as nails when it comes to the American people who he craps on, and the Republican Party, which no longer exists because of the sellout Boehner, this man is a complete and total useless idiot when it comes to the real power players on this planet. A nightmare to see what we become as a nation. A Chinese aircraft carrier docks at Tartus to support Russian-Iranian military buildup. It came out September 26th on the Debka file. I put it on michaelsavage.com. Listen to the writing. As U.S. President Barack Obama welcomed Chinese President Xi Jinping to the White House on Friday, September 25th, and spoke of the friendship between the two countries, the Chinese aircraft carrier Liang CV-16 docked at the Syrian port of Tartus, accompanied by a guided missile cruiser. This is revealed exclusively by Debka file. Now, why are they there? Beijing is not finding it hard to dance at two weddings, wooing the U.S. for better relations, while at the same time backing Russia in its military intervention in Syria. Coupled with the warm smiles and handshakes exchanged at a lavish reception on the White House lawn, Beijing was clearly bent on showing muscle, not just in the South China Sea, but by allying itself with the Russian-Iranian political and military buildup in support of Syrian President Bashar Assad and his regime. This is astonishing. It's just astonishing. It says the arrival of this aircraft carrier has upended the entire strategic situation surrounding the Syrian conflict adding a new global dimension to Moscow and Tehran's military support for Assad. Now, I want you to take a deep breath. Here is Obama, who just gave away the store to Tehran, right? Now we wake up to find that Tehran is joining America's allegedly worst enemy, Russia, who they vilified. For a year now, the entire crazed government of ours has been vilifying Putin as though he's the worst thing on the planet, saying nothing negative about the Muslim invasion of the Middle East, the Muslim takeover of Europe, nothing. Instead, they attack Putin, our potentially our greatest ally in the war of wars, the war that will end all wars. Either we win this war or we annihilate, Western civilization is annihilated. So what in the world is Russia and China doing there? Russia, as I said to you, know what they're doing there. But why would China put there? Why would they put an aircraft carrier into Syria? The warplanes and helicopter should be in place on its decks by mid-November, flying in directly from China via Iran. You hear this? China is flying in its aircraft through Iran, or transported by giant Russian transports from China through Iranian-Iraqi airspace. This is all going on while the doofus in the White House is talking about global warming and about how why abortions are necessary for the United States of America to survive. And, of course, don't forget how we must have gay and military, military to be a great military. It must be all gay and military, run by gays and lesbians in order for it to be a great military. It's sickening. Chinese will be sending out the Syria squadron of J-15 Flying Shark fighters, some for takeoff positions on the carrier's decks, the rest to be stationed at the Russian airbase near Latakia. The Chinese will also deploy Z-18F anti-submarine helicopters. Did you hear that? Now, what would they be deploying anti-submarine helicopters for? What submarines do you think they're going to be looking at? Obama's underwater navy and Z-18J airborne early warning helicopters. In addition, Beijing, China will consign at least 1,000 Chinese Marines to fight alongside their counterparts from Russia and Iran against terrorist groups. Listen to this. Including ISIS. Now, that's a very pregnant phrase, including ISIS. Do you know what other terrorist groups are going to be taken out? All of our so-called allies who have been fighting Assad will be killed. And they don't take any prisoners, by the way. The Russians and Chinese are not bringing them back for a lengthy trial in Beijing or Moscow. They're going to kill them on the field. You'll never hear about it. So what is China doing there? And why is China there? Well, I'm going to give you the answers to these questions. This is the most important geopolitical event I've seen in my entire lifetime. I never thought I'd wake up to the day that China, Russia, and Iran would be a new alliance. And it's all because of the sorority that has so mismanaged America and the world. Now you say, well, how come I don't know about this? Why haven't I heard about this on the radio? Why haven't I heard about it or seen it on television? I haven't seen it. I haven't heard it. Have you, Jim? Have you seen any of this on Fox News? Have you heard about it on any of the great talk shows on American channels? I haven't heard about it. I haven't seen about it. So how did I, Michael Savage, stumble upon it? Well, it doesn't matter. This is what's happening. And it's happening because of the incompetence of your president. Now, coupled with this is a related story. A German journalist, 75 years old, just came back from spending months embedded with ISIS. He said he wrote his will. He thought they would kill him. And he came back to tell the world a story. And here's the story, all of you left-wing girls that were so concerned about the wrong things in your life. Here is the story from the German journalist. He said ISIS is far more powerful than anyone can imagine. They're getting 450 to 500 recruits every day from somewhere in the world. They've occupied an area larger than Great Britain. And here's the punchline, girls, as you're worried about false situations such as global warming. Girls, pay attention. If they gain world power, they want to kill 200 to 300 million people. That's what the journalist said. So all I can say is go Russia, go China, and yes, go Iran, and wipe these vermin off the planet for the sake of humanity. And that's the opening to today's show on the Savage Nation. Be here
join
or be nowhere.
The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN.
You know,
I've given you information in the first 10 minutes of the show that I think is more valid than anything I've heard or read in the media in the last week while we went through this mass hysteria of the communist pope espousing basically Democrat socialist talking points. Please don't tell me he's a spiritual leader. I don't want to hear it anymore. And if you missed my show on Friday, as many people on WABC did, because the show was preempted for the coverage of the Pope, we're going to play a snippet of the show on Friday so I can cover that and get over it. Please do not call my call screener to complain about not hearing the show on Friday. Just clear the lines up and let us deal with it. I have something much more important right now. The cover of the Pope being here covered up Russia, China, and Iran unifying in Syria to get rid of ISIS, because your president, in not getting rid of ISIS, was supporting ISIS. How do you like that? Let me make my main point. Don't assume Obama was not taking out ISIS because he didn't want to create a bigger war. He was doing it because, I've told you this at least for at least 6 months, it was my analysis, and it was confirmed by several intelligence sources. Obama was letting ISIS rage because they were fundamentally his army to take down Assad. The sorority girls figured that they could let ISIS rage up to a certain point, take down Assad, which is something we want to do, right? And then at the end of the day, we'll take care of ISIS. A completely flawed strategy. So now China's moved in an aircraft carrier. Russia's moved in special forces. The Iranians have moved in Republican Guard. Am I shocked by it? Government Zero. It's a prophetic book. I told you what's in it with regarding the Pope's hidden agenda last week. Chapter 3, Zero Strategy Against ISIS. Showing our hand, the America Obama loves. What's in a name? Undermining intelligence. A Hobson's choice. The enemies within. Where in the media? We are the new good Germans. Islam's thousand-year war on the West. Direct action for a nuclear Iran. Denying the global threat. And then, chapter 4 is zero military. The purges continue. From soldiers to social workers. Supporting our enemies. Alienating our allies. Where is our warrior king? And the Viking's fate. There is no other book like it. Government Zero. But why? Why is Obama doing this? I'll tell you when I come back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm afraid it has my attention because, you know, when I rank all the stories in the world every day in radio, what do I really want to talk about? The number one thing to me, the number one issue politically, I really don't care about a lot of things. I care about national security more than anything else. We once were the world's number one superpower. This man has eviscerated the military because of his left-wing insanities. And at the same time he has eviscerated our military, and ask anyone in the military to see if I'm just using hyperbole. At the same time that he's eviscerated our military, he has conducted himself in such a manner as to make the world much less safe. There is chaos in the Middle East as a result of this man's flawed thinking, insane thinking, muted thinking. I don't even know how to put it. I've always thought, for a long time now, I figured out he's crazy. I think he is so crazy, drunk on his own power because of the powerless John Boehner, who we owned like a stooge, like a puppet. He realizes he has a one-party system, and as you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. So we go back to the big story, in case you don't know what I'm talking about in the Savage Nation. While you were concerned about the fraud of global warming, while you were kissing the Pope's robes, even though a week before you spit on the church, because he was espousing the same line as any liberal college professor, he was like Bernie Sanders with a yarmulke, or Bernie Sanders with a cloak, put it to more accurately, or shall I say Bernie Sanders with a large cross, because it's the same damn message. Redistribute the wealth. Let everyone run into your country. The earth is crying because you're an evil man who's polluted the earth. I've heard it before from these college lunatics. That was your pope for a week now with that nonsense. And then a shuffling around like the weight of the world is on his great back. So why is all of a sudden we waking up to the Chinese sending in an aircraft carrier to Syria? And while he was wooing Obama and Obama was kowtowing and Michelle was wearing an ugly dress that cost probably $50,000. All of a sudden, oh, we have such great friendship. Come to our dinner. They moved an aircraft carrier into the Syrian port of Tartus. They're setting up a joint command center with Russia and Iran in Syria, and they're going to destroy ISIS once and for all. Now, what are they going to do? What is the urgency of establishing a Russian-Syrian-Iranian military coordination cell in Baghdad? In Baghdad, no. Did you hear? Baghdad, Iraq. You've got Russian-Syrian-Iranian military coordination cell. Russian officers sighted in Baghdad. So what's going on? It's a war room. What the heck is going on? Fighters, attack helicopters, anti-submarine airplanes, anti-submarine helicopters. What is going on? Well, what is Russia doing there? Well, we know what Russia's doing there. They don't abandon their allies the way Obama does. Assad is their ally. It's in their sphere of influence. He's not falling. That's number one. But there's more to it. Are you ready for this? Debka Files counterterrorism sources point out that just as Russian Marines will be instructed to single out rebel militias with recruits from Chechnya and the Caucasus, the Chinese Marines, that's their special forces, will seek out and destroy Uyghur fighters from the northern predominantly Muslim Chinese province of Xinjiang. Did you hear what I just said to you? In the same way that Putin has no wish to see the Chechen fighters back in Russia, so too Chinese President Xi wants to prevent the Uyghurs from returning home from the Syrian battlefields. Now, how does that compare with Obama, who will not even revoke the passports of Americans who go to fight with these subhumans? Now we get to the crux of my monologue today. Because I saw the story and it all fell in place for me, as it has for months. I've been speculating, why is Obama not attacking ISIS? Why last week did our general, U.S. general in charge of the war against ISIS, he resigned. Did you know that? Oh, didn't make it to Jake Tapperhead's brain? The number one general who was put in charge of defeating ISIS resigned. You know why he resigned? Because they wouldn't let him conduct the war. He was a stooge. They made him into a stooge of the sorority that runs this world. Now the sorority has awakened up to the reality that Iran, China, and Russia are now allied against ISIS. While they wanted ISIS to rage and take down Assad, the mystery question is, why did they want ISIS to rage? Someone asked me this. They said, why? Well, I'll read you what I wrote, because this is an internal email from me to someone very close to me who's smarter than me. Because he said to me, why is China going to war for the first time in this manner since the Vietnam War? Sending in an aircraft carrier is a big deal. And I wrote this, wag the dog. The anti-Israelis are correct. It's been Israel controlling the United States all along. They wanted ISIS to knock out Assad, thereby diminishing the power of Hezbollah. Now the reverse has happened. Hezbollah will be fighting alongside elite Russian special forces and Chinese spec ops and Iranian Revolutionary Guard troops. In the long run, this will be good for Israel because the above powers will constrain Iran and Hezbollah, and another Holocaust of World War II proportions will not occur. That's my email to someone in my inner circle. So the Israelis are not as smart as you think. You know, everyone thinks that the vaunted Mossad is so smart that they can outsmart everybody. Well, guess what? Maybe they can't outsmart everybody. Maybe Mossad is just made up of men and women who are very intelligent, but they have very limited capacities to see things as clearly as you may think that they see them. And they got outsmarted this time. Why hasn't Israel fired a shot against ISIS? Have you asked that question? And why has ISIS not attacked Israel? Have you asked that question? They're raging through Iraq. They're raging through Syria. They're killing, maiming, raping, murdering. But they haven't done anything to Israel. I wonder why. And why hasn't the most powerful military in the Middle East not joined Jordan and Egypt and Saudi Arabia, for that matter, in fighting against ISIS? Why has Israel not fired a shot again? Again, our great ally hasn't fired a shot. We kept hearing, oh, Israel's in our corner. We need them to protect the Suez Canal. That's total rubbish. You're talking about 1950s antiquated worldview. Now, I support Israel only up to a point, because I got to tell you something. I want you to evaluate what I'm about to say. I support America first. I support this country's a sovereignty first. It's the most important thing in the world. Because if America falls, there'll be no place to go. And so, therefore, America must come first. We are in such danger because of the incompetent leadership, or lack thereof, that you can only imagine how bad things are. And as I said to you, this is a passion of mine, a great passion of mine. And now I want to turn it over to my listeners, because I've given you about 35 to 40 minutes of the most important story out there. But before we do, we have to play the imposter in chief again. If you missed it, I said that Teddy Roosevelt had a saying, talk softly and carry a big stick. Obama has reversed that to talk loudly and carry a broken stick. Listen to this man today attacking at the UN. Your loudmouth president attacks Russia in clip two.
Consider Russia's annexation of Crimea and further aggression in eastern Ukraine. America has few economic interests in Ukraine. We recognize the deep and complex history between Russia and Ukraine. But we cannot stand by when the sovereignty and territorial integrity of a nation is flagrantly violated.
Stop. You lying thing. Our sovereignty and territorial integrity is being overrun by Mexicans, Guatemalans, Hondurans, and for that matter, Chinese. You're permitting it. You opened the door. You've destroyed our sovereignty and our territorial imperative. What nerve you have to get away with that big lie. What a liar. What a low-life demagogue this man is. He's concerned about the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Ukraine while he's broken our sovereignty and our territorial imperative. That's not why he wants to help Ukraine. That's not why at all. I covered that 6 months ago. I explained it in great detail in Government Zero. The only reason he wants to be in Ukraine is to move NATO troops right up to Russia's door. Because these sick girls in the sorority, these psychotics in the sorority, are still fighting the Cold War. They don't even know what world they're living in, never mind what century or what decade. You can't pick up the speech from there, can you, Jim? It would be nice if you could, because I don't want to go back to the beginning. I mean, just where he stopped it, take the tape and run it forward. Can't be done.
Russia's annexation of Crimea and further aggression in eastern Ukraine. America has few economic interests in Ukraine.
Yeah.
We recognize the deep and complex history between Russia and Ukraine.
Yeah.
But we cannot stand by when the sovereignty and territorial integrity of a nation is flagrantly violated.
Liar.
If that happens without consequence in Ukraine, it could happen to any nation gathered here today.
You mean like our nation?
That's the basis of the sanctions that the United States and our partners impose on Russia.
It's not a desire to return to a
Cold War.
Look what we put into the White House.
Media may describe these events as an example of a resurgent Russia. And yet look at the results. The Ukrainian people are more
interested. Stop right there. So here is a man who has upset the stability of the entire world, destroyed America's sovereignty, and now is trying to start a hot war with Russia. Do you understand finally what I've been trying to say to you, that there are consequences for incompetence? Do you get it? Do you finally understand that you can only justify a Pinocchio liar like this only so long? Okay, open it up now, Mike. 855-400-7282. KKOB Radio. Dave, fire away, 30 seconds or less. Your comment, please.
Michael, you've been saying that this guy is an idiot. He's not. He's been following his social Islamic plan that he's ruining this country, bankrupting this country.
All right, well, you're giving me just homilies right now, standard right-wing homilies. You're not even hearing what I'm saying. I'm talking specifically about Syria. You're telling me that he had a grand strategy in Syria? How come it hasn't worked?
Because he wants us to fail. He sent his prophet, this pope that's... I was a Catholic for 40 years. I'm 77. I haven't been a Catholic for the last 30 years. But he sent this false prophet. If you say you read the Bible, that's all I...
Oh, hold on. Now we're going to get into Bible. I get it. Okay, I covered that for 5 days. I don't want to talk about this pope anymore. Thank God the bouncer went back to Rome. Let him continue with his double talk from Rome. I've had enough of him. But you stay on the line. I'm going to send you a copy of Government Zero, which should be out any day now, at least in hard copy. I don't know when it's going to be in the stores, October 27th, rather. I got another whole month, but you can buy it on Amazon. This pope got me so agitated because he sounded like Bernie Sanders. There was no difference between the pope's messaging and that of any left-wing professor at any tenured university, where he has no consequences to what he says. And the hypocrisy was overwhelming. It stank to high heaven. The pope's hypocrisy stank to high heaven. How many refugees have they taken into the Vatican? Telling us to break our borders, to take in as many people as want to come here. But I don't want to turn this into a Pope show again. I did it to ad nauseum. Goodbye, Pope. Goodbye, Pope. Go back where you came from, because you didn't do anything for religion. You did a great PR sales piece, but you certainly didn't do anything for the betterment of humanity. And by the way, every one of his policy positions would destroy the middle class in America. He knows nothing about economics. It's straight out Peronista conversation. Okay, now let's move on. WMAL, Leonard, go ahead, please. On the Syria question, what's on your mind?
What accomplished? The Chinese now are in the Mediterranean, but the Russians are in the Mediterranean, whereas before Turkey was able to stop them from going into the Mediterranean through the Dardanelles. Now, the Chinese are in. They didn't have to pass through the Suez Canal under worse conditions than they would. They got under peaceful conditions, and the guys are fighting ISIS. What happened now is you have got a Chinese aircraft carrier, a place where the Sixth Fleet dominated for...
Yeah, I just said... Wait, Leonard, you're repeating what I just said. I said they brought an aircraft carrier, and so can we pick up from there?
You know, yeah, the strategy is that now Israel has an aircraft carrier on their border. France has an aircraft carrier on their border. It's Spain.
Wait. What do you mean France has an aircraft carrier on their border? Where?
The Chinese aircraft carrier is now in the Mediterranean.
Where's France in the Mediterranean? So last I checked, France was in Northern Europe.
The bottom of France, there are two naval bases in France that we used, and both in France.
Let's not get specific. I know you're not running for the presidency here. And I'm not trying to trip you up. What's your main point?
My main point is that under the guise of fighting ISIS, we got the Russians and the Chinese got into the Mediterranean and now have a base there that they never had before. We would never have...
All right, so what is your point? Is that Obama's an incompetent moron and the sorority around them should be thrown out before the country is eliminated?
The point is Obama... It's not only incompetent, I think he's planned this whole thing under his Muslim thinking.
No, you see, I don't go for this. He's not that smart. Everyone thinks he's so smart that he wanted China to bring an aircraft carrier there. He's such a genius. No, he's not such a genius. WABC, Tom, welcome to the show. Give us your opinion on whatever topic it is. Go ahead, please.
Yes, how are you doing, Mr. Savage? I wanted to say that the Pope was a distraction. He's only for one world government, one world religion, and one world currency. What's happening
That's correct.
Right now in the
That's
Middle
right.
East is ISIS, is Islam, and read your Quran. So all, and if you go into the Bible and read about King Sennacherib.
I'm not going to do Bible today. I had enough of the Pope last week with the sanctimony. I can't take another day of it. I called it mass hysteria when I saw these massive crowds. It was mass hysteria following a socialist message, unlike any time I've ever seen in my lifetime. Stay in the line. I'm sending you a copy of Government Zero. Gotta run. Be back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. So China, Russia, and even Iran recognize the scourge, the Islamo-fascist scourge that ISIS is. And your president has sat on his hands, allowed them to metastasize into this cancer, threatened to take over not only the Middle East, but Europe and then the world. And as I said to you, if you missed it, a German reporter was embedded with them, came back, and said they have a long-term plan to kill 300 million people. Let me repeat that. You idiots who have been distracted by this president, this media, this government into thinking global warming is the greatest threat to humanity. Gay and lesbian rights are the number one issue on your mind. So you went to the leather parade in San Francisco yesterday and you celebrated. No, they want to kill 300 million people. That would include who? Well, it wouldn't include you because you're a good liberal. They wouldn't kill you. Because you'd get along with them, right? Because everyone else has catered to you your whole life. No, they kill you too. You're one of the 300 million that they have in their sights. So now we have Russia, China, and Iran to the rescue. While your incompetent liberal government caused this to happen. End of hour one. Savage Nation, be here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, like a slave on me.
It is The Savage Nation. If you missed the first hour, I can't review it because it was one of my finest hours. I've been just chomping at the bit to get on the radio today because no one's talking about it. It's all well and good to talk about Trump's tax plan. I'm all for lowering tax rates for the productive citizens of America. But, hello, the election's over a year from now. Leave me out of it already. But the media, like the parrots that they are, that's all they're talking about. Tax plan, tax plan, tax plan. Meanwhile, one of the greatest stories of geopolitical magnitude of the modern times has just occurred, which you didn't read about in the New York Times. I didn't. Washington Post, no. LA Times, check, no. So where is the story? China has moved a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier to Syria. There is an alliance now between China, Russia, and Iran to destroy ISIS because Obama has refused to destroy ISIS. ISIS has become such a threat that finally three of the powers on the earth, the United States not included, have decided to take them out. And they will take them out. Meanwhile, Obama has his spokesmouth, Samantha Power, going on television saying that they've actually controlled ISIS. It's unbelievable to me how they get away. Well, let me catch myself there. It's not unbelievable. When you have people with limited brains in the media who know how to put on a tie and have a nice suit, like Jake Woodpecker, and he's such a stooge that they use him to attack Republicans under the guise of being a moderator. He doesn't cover the story. Woodpecker didn't cover the story. Why would Woodpecker cover the story when the smarter man who runs the network told him nothing about it? And Woodpecker wouldn't read a story like this on his own. Would the Woodpeckers of the media read stories like this on their own on a Saturday night? No, they're busy at parties. Well, lucky for you, I'm an outsider. I'm busy studying these things. This is the biggest story. And what's even more amazing to me is that the president has not been forced to resign as a result. Do you know that in a sane parliamentary system, Obama would be forced to step down? They would be holding elections in the next few weeks to get rid of this character? Because he called ISIS a JV squad. The United States military has become a JV squad under his sorority. The United States military, sadly to say. Maybe it could be saved. Maybe they could get all the men back who they fired and get rid of some of the useless idiots that they put into command positions. Get rid of them, throw them out, purge them. Put in there for political reasons, not for military reasons. I don't know. If Trump became president, maybe he'd do it. I don't know if the United States military could ever be resurrected from what it won, from what it's become under this sorority. I don't know. But I do know this. Things are happening. The Chinese move a major aircraft carrier through the Suez Canal. It's in Syria. Russia, Syria, Iran, Russia, China, Iran have a joint operation headquarters set up in Baghdad to control flights, to coordinate flights, rather, to coordinate activities against ISIS, and they will destroy ISIS. They will decimate them. But what's interesting to me is that, as I read the article in Debka, that the Russians have, at least what we've read, told their special forces to seek out Chechen fighters and kill them. That's who they want to kill because they don't want the Chechens coming back and causing trouble for them. So you say, well, what about China? What are they doing there? Well, Russia, China has sent their special forces in along with their aircraft carrier, and they've been told to look for the Muslim Uyghurs who have been causing disturbances in China for some time now. China does not want Islam to grow and to become a threat the way it has become a threat all over the world. They've been told to kill them. Not bring them back to Beijing for a nice trial, a show trial. Kill them. Don't talk about it. No iPhone pictures. No videographers. No CNN. No reporters, just take care of them, get rid of them. That's what's going to happen. And the world will be a safer place. Remember, their plan is to take over the world, create a new caliphate, and then go about destroying and killing 300 million people. That's according to a German journalist embedded with ISIS. I said, holy God, Hitler is back. When I not so affectionately used the phrase Islamo-fascist for so many years now, and I said to him, the most dangerous threat on the planet, I wasn't just kidding. I've written about it in previous books. I focused on it in Government Zero. But I really didn't know that they designed to kill 300 million people. Now, who would those 300 million people be? Certainly wouldn't be the good liberals of New York City. Certainly they wouldn't kill the liberals of San Francisco, because they're somewhat friendlier toward Islam than the mean conservatives in America. Well, no, they want to kill you too. They want to take you off the planet and eliminate you. They probably want to kill every Christian on the planet. They certainly want to kill every Jew on the planet and every Christian on the planet. And the rest of the white people who survived, they could figure, they're not that much of a threat. They never believed in anything anyway. That's the world we're living in, and that's how bad this is. That's because of ambassador power. That's because of the sorority. That's primarily because of the faker in the White House. Instead of talking about the dangers of ISIS, he went on CNN and listened to what he talked about in clip number 4 on the Savage Nation. Listen to this.
We can roll back the pollution that we put in our skies.
Oh my God.
And help economies lift people out of poverty without condemning our children to the ravages of an ever-warming climate.
What a fraud.
The same ingenuity that produced the industrial age.
Okay, you get the
picture. And the computer age.
Keep it going, though.
Allows us to harness
keep it going.
The potential of clean energy. No country can escape the ravages of climate change.
Okay, you get the picture.
There's no
a monomaniac. A monomaniac is a front man for the Green Mafia. A front man for the Green Mafia. That's all. ISIS is not the biggest threat. No, it's global warming. That's all it's on his mind, global warming. As I said to you last week and the week before and the week before, there is more money being made in green fraud than there is in drugs right now. And organized crime is now in the green industry. They're making more money than smuggling heroin, and it's perfectly legal. The government grants are so big. But you didn't read about that. Jake Woodpecker didn't tell you about it. John Boehner, the crier drunk, didn't tell you about that. Good riddance, John. Take a walk already before you destroy even more. So here we are. I mean, that's what we're talking about. These are big topics. And so Obama says global warming is the biggest problem. Well, we know it isn't the biggest problem. The fact of the matter is that he has a lying press corps that's astonishing. And here is Ambassador Samantha Powers, a woman who should have been fired, never hired to begin with. The most she's useful for will be running a poli-sci department in Arkansas. Listen to her in clip 7 with the big lie. Listen to
this.
The
challenge with Assad, in addition to the fact that he gasses his own people and uses barrel bombs, and, you know, that we haven't seen a dictator like him in a very long time, put that all to one side. The other challenge is he hasn't been at all effective fighting ISIL. In fact, the presence of Assad has attracted foreign terrorist fighters. We are targeting them. We are having good success, again, particularly in the northern part of the country, actually blunting ISIL's progress and rolling them back.
Why shouldn't she be arrested for this? You know, if a doctor who you hire as a surgeon cuts the wrong an artery, a nerve, the doctor will be charged with malpractice and thrown out. Why shouldn't it apply to lying politicians like Samantha Powers? She said they've blunted ISIL. Now, first of all, no one's using the acronym ISIL anymore. That's an invention of the sorority. Everyone is using the correct acronym, which is IS, Islamic State. It has a nationality, an identity. It's Islamic, and it's a nation. The reason they use ISIL is because it sounds somewhat friendlier. But that she lies, that they've rolled it back, nothing could be farther from the truth. And so it's going to be left up to China, Russia, and Iran to take them out for the betterment of humanity. And by the way, Obama's line in the sand, the JV, the leader of the JV squad, what happened to those lines in the sand? WABC, Megan, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Megan?
Yes, I am actually one of those liberal arts professors that you talk about, but I'm actually in the minority, believe it or not. I listen to you, and I agree with a lot of things that you say. But I did want to acknowledge a guest that you had a few months back, Waleed Shobat. I believe he was a Muslim converted Christian. And I was just curious to know if you're going to have him back on your show anytime soon, and if you think President Obama's philosophies is based on idealism or because he is a corrupt person. And that is my question.
Well, thanks for the plug for Waleed. He's a fine guest, but we have no plans on bringing him back right now. I'm glad you're an art professor who actually knows the difference between real art and garbage, and the difference between just talking and actually saying something. So thanks for listening, because you're trying to get at the truth, and you know that at least I'm struggling to get at the truth, and in this case, I know what the truth is. Now, you ask the primary question, which is Obama incompetent or is he an idealist? I think he's both, and I think you would call him an incompetent idealist, and I think that we can leave it at that, and I thank you for the call. Is she still on the line, the art professor? Yes, stay on the line. And I'm going to send you Government Zero. We should be getting copies out in the very near future. 855-400-7282. Now, we have to go now to Putin. There are different pronunciations of the president of Russia. Rasputin is the one I use. Some use a different pronunciation. I actually see him as the savior of the Western world, by the way. I know many of you don't understand that, but I'll leave it to you to make your own decision. He has been fighting terrorism for quite a while. Listen to him in clip number 5 before the United Nations.
Russia has always been consistently fighting against terrorism in all its forms. Today we provide military and technical assistance both to Iraq and Syria and many other countries of the region who are fighting terrorist groups. We think it is an enormous mistake to refuse to cooperate with the Syrian government and its armed forces who are violently fighting terrorism face to face. We should finally acknowledge that no one but President Assad's armed forces and Kurds militia are truly fighting the Islamic State and other terrorist organizations in Syria.
All right. Now, of course, that's half-truths as well, given that he's a leader of a major nation. They never tell you the truth, but it's half-truths. But there's some germs of truth in what he just said. Assad is a Stalinist, not an Islamist. The fact of the matter is Stalinists pose less of a threat to our survival than do Islamists. Let's start with that. They're both bad choices. I'd rather there be no Stalinists and no Islamists running countries. But I certainly would rather see Assad running Syria than ISIS running Syria. That's number one. And number two, having said that, what Putin just said is, I don't care what Obama says, I don't care what kind of tricks he tries to pull, Assad's not going. We're in to defend him. And goodbye, take a walk, go talk about global warming. They treat him like what he is. They know he is what he is. So let's leave it at that. I'm not speaking to you in a living room. Sometimes I forget that I'm not speaking to a group of friends in my own home or in a restaurant. But I get as close as I can on a national broadcast. How he gets away with what he gets away with is a result of people like Jake Woodpecker in the media, and he represents all of them. Jake Woodpecker in the media represents all of them. And as far as the opposition party goes, there is no opposition party. That's why John Boehner was just thrown out. Oh, yeah, I know he resigned, sure. He resigned because he was about to get thrown out, embarrassed, and a lot of dirty laundry would have come out during the embarrassing hearings about John Boehner. We don't even know a quarter of what really went on. And speaking of Boehner, by the way, wait until you see what he does before he actually leaves at the end of the month, the end of October. You wait and see what this Benedict Arnold does to this country. All right, we are at a juncture that I normally invite you to call at 855-407-282. I invite you to look at the lead story that I've been talking about came to me from the Middle East. And by the way, it's an Israeli website, so far as I know, Debka. It is an Israeli website, and it can be accurate or inaccurate depending upon the story. I don't see how they can be fabricating the passage of a Chinese nuclear aircraft carrier through the Suez Canal and arriving in Syria. I don't think that they would have made that up, because they would have lost all credibility. But it's on michaelsavage.com on the top right. There's the picture. Chinese aircraft carrier joins Russia-Iran military buildup. And it's a story that's worth looking at. Russia surprises U.S. with accord on battling ISIS. That's the lead story out of the New York Times. Russia surprises U.S. with accord on battling ISIS. You hear this? And look at Mr. Gump. Look at Mr. Gump, John Kerry. Take a look at the face that they got in that picture. It is the most incompetent, bumbling group I have ever seen in my life. And I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you to please check out Government Zero on the left side of the page. The headline is Savage Exposes Pope's Hidden Agenda, pages 192 to 219. And I will repeat, all thinking Catholics, please buy a copy for the sheeple amongst you. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Isn't it odd that here I am, a devout nationalist, supporting Putin over the president of this nation, because he's really not the president of this nation, is he? Does he really represent our national interests when he's dissolved our sovereignty as best he can, wrecked our borders, stepped on our language, stepped on our culture, and all he wants to talk about is global warming, gay rights, you name the panoply of left-wing items, and to start a war with Putin, which he's lost already. He thinks he's going to win the war against Putin. He just got outflanked because Putin and the Russian premier and the Chinese premier and the Iranian maniacs have just joined together in a military alliance against ISIS. And by the way, not only against ISIS, but against all of the stooge forces that we put on the ground in Syria to take down Assad. All of the idiots that we trained are going to disappear. So listen to now Samantha Powers, a woman who should have been fired a long time ago for incompetence, boasting on CNN how they've attacked Putin and how Putin is bending to Obama. Listen in clip 8.
Well, isolating him has had profound effects, as you know, on Russia's economy and his own sense of stature on the international stage, which I think is why he's reaching out in a whole host of ways. That is, President Putin's reaching out.
Can you believe this? It's all about ego. The thin man in the White House wanted to destroy Putin because Putin's a better man than him. Stronger, wiser, certainly more nationalistic and protective of his own people than this creature in the White House. And so he gets these screeching sorority girls to boast how they're destroying Russia and how Putin is coming on his hands and knees to beg Obama. Do you believe a word of that? Do you actually believe a word of that? Is it important to you? It's certainly more interesting to me than Trump's tax plan.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Extra, extra, hear all about it. Chinese aircraft carrier joins Russia-Iran military buildup in Syria. Not reported by the media. Welcome to the program. That's all I'm talking about right now. Russia and China and Iran as allies to take down ISIS while we do nothing to take down ISIS. And the charlatan-in-chief gets away with it because of people who have very low IQs to begin with and zero critical sense, no integrity whatsoever, and certainly no love of America. And that's what I'm talking about. It's that simple. 855-400-728. Do you agree with me that ISIS is the number one threat on the planet? Do you agree with me that that's the number one crisis in our time? Now, what does the Pope have to do with this? What does the Blood Moon have to do with this? Well, I'll let you figure it out. There are mystics, there are psychics, there are others who can tell you what this has to do with anything. But the arrival on the scene of the first non-European pope in 1,200 years signaled to me something strange was going to be happening in our world. And boy, something happened last week that was very strange. Otherwise, intelligent conservatives joined the mass hysteria, afraid to say one word critical of the pope. But I exposed the pope's hidden agenda in my book, Government Zero, long before he arrived here, because it's no secret. His agenda was not a secret. He's been writing about it and politicizing his agenda for years. The man is known as a left-wing politician. Came from Peronist Argentina. Came here and lectured us as though he was that fellow from, I don't know his name, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders with papal robes. Same thing. Redistribute wealth, open your borders, you're dirty, your nation stinks. You owe the native peoples of the earth, whatever. We heard it before. So they teach your poor children on college campuses. Yeah, well, anyway, it's all in my book, Government Zero. But that's not the point of this little monologue. The point is that the Pope came here at the very same time China was moving an aircraft carrier into Syria, and nobody in the media noticed it. Nobody's even talking about it today. What are they talking about today? Trump's tax plan. Well, it's a great plan, but it's a year from now. We don't know if he's going to be here in a year. Hope he is. Hope he wins. Hope he puts his tax plan in. How can I talk about that today when I'd rather talk in real time about what's actually happening as opposed to what might happen a year from now? By the way, it'd be a year and a half from now. So let's get some calls in. Steve on WMAL. What's on your mind, Steve?
How you doing, Mr. Savage? First off, I'd like to say first-time caller. I'm a Christian, conservative, and I'm a little concerned. As far as what's going on overseas with China being there and everything, my concern is, you know, I do a little bit of research on my own, trying to figure things out. And a lot of the things that I'm seeing, you know, could be very wrong. But it appears like we're not necessarily at war with ISIS as much as we're at war possibly with Russia and China and ISIS and leading into what could be World War III.
Wait. You just got mixed everything together. We're at war with Russia where?
That's the thing about it, is a lot of the stuff I'm seeing.
Steve, let's cut to the chase. Give me the simple point. What's your main point?
I guess I'm looking for confirmation as far as what you feel as far as World War III and who's really with us and who's against us. And then
I do know this, is that we're not against ISIS, as I pointed out for an hour in the last hour. We are not fighting ISIS. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Okay. That's why ISIS is burning churches and killing Christians, enslaving Christian girls, raping Christian girls. Would you say we're at war with them? No, they've metastasized under Obama, the anti-Christian president. So that's piece number one. So he's let ISIS metastasize. They've grown to be such a grave threat that even China and Russia are joining with Iran to take them out. Doesn't that tell you something?
Well, see, that's what my big question is are they really joining to take them out, or are they joining to take us out? That's my concern. And I know it sounds conspiracy theorist. I'm not trying to...
Well, I mean, what do you mean us out? Are we really there? What part of us is there?
From what I can tell, nothing. We're not there at all.
Well, no, we have aircraft, but they're sitting and doing nothing or flying meaningless sorties, by and large. They're doing nothing. I don't think that the intent on the part of China and Russia is to engage in a war with the United States forces. And you know, and I know, Obama doesn't want that to happen. So I wouldn't worry about that at all.
Okay.
But stay on the line. I'm going to send you Government Zero, my book that's coming out in about 4 weeks. It explains an awful lot of this stuff. And I don't want to read it today. I'm not ready for that. I want to stick to the news. It's that simple. It's an interesting question, though. Now, what I want to do is this. On Friday, because the Pope was in New York City, and he gave a speech before the UN, and then he went on to Madison Square Garden, the show was preempted by the Pope's visit. And I made some very strong points on Friday that most of the nation heard, but unfortunately listeners on WABC did not hear them. Well, we created a small summary of my main points, which we're going to play for you right now on The Savage Nation. The same day the Pope speaks before the UN, and we know what the UN is, anti-American to the core, and the same day, Boehner wakes up and decides he's resigning. Resigning. And McConnell, of course, salutes Boehner. The Pope is old already. I can't wait till he leaves the country. I can't take it anymore. The entire nation is in a mass hysteria. You know, this is not a mass, but mass hysteria. Do you see what's going on? It's like a mass hysteria over this bouncer. And a man called my show today, had the nerve to say to me that he sees things from a higher plane than I do. Do you know who used to use that rhetoric? That's a medieval view of the average man, that the religious people have they function on a higher plane than we do. Kings function on a higher plane than we do. They see things more divinely than we do. It's utterly unbelievable to me to put up with this, but this is what's happening in America today. And how he could speak before the joint session of Congress was a mystery to me until I learned that it was John Boehner himself who brought the Pope here. That's another one of his great accomplishments, is bringing the Pope to bust down the walls between church and state and impose this naked Leninist doctrine upon all of us from Pope Francis, who I call Pope Two-Faced the Tenth. Now, I realized something. I had a little difficulty sleeping because many of my listeners are devout Catholics, and they have enjoyed my show and loved my show and loved my values and loved my viewpoints for years. You know, but when the rubber hits the road, you know what's going to happen, don't you? The devout Catholics who have loved me for my traditional family values and my patriotism and my borders language culture message, they're going to go with the Pope. They're not even going to analyze what this Pope is saying and how dangerous he actually is. Now, fortunately, the Pope has no power. He has no legislative power whatsoever. But he sways a lot of sheeple to think that by giving up their liberty, they're going to have something good happen to them in the next world. He sways many of the sheeple to think that America is an evil nation. He sways many sheeple into thinking that America is the greatest polluter on the planet. Well, he ought to reserve those remarks for China and India, two of the largest polluters on the planet. When he meets Chairman Zero, maybe he ought to say, I'd like to go to your country and lecture you on pollution. Think that'll happen? Nah. Look, I don't even want to talk about the Pope anymore. We know what he is. I've spent 3 days on him. I've studied him. I expose him in Government Zero. I'm not going to read from the book again. But I will tell you this. Many of you have ordered the book because people are dying for the truth on this Pope. I mean, they've heard it. They have inclinations about it. So will enough people read it to understand what I mean by Government Zero? No borders, no language, no culture. Will they understand that my warning, my decades of warning America, has come to pass, that when I say no borders, no language, no culture, what am I referring to? The Pope is calling for no borders. The Pope is calling for no language. The Pope called for no culture. So in other words, by not standing up to the progressives and radical Islamists, who are both working towards similar ends, which is the destruction of Western civilization, to remake it in their own Marxist image, and to transform our once free republic into a third world dictatorship ruled by Government Zero, where there's absolute government and zero representation. Even the rock and roll is depressing me, getting me anguished, not depressing. Anguished, I can't take it. The sanctimonious Pope, the sanctimonious religious figures up on the stage with him, going to the ground zero memory of the first responders, and they say, those who blew up the World Trade Center and did it in the name of God, said the liberal rabbi. I almost broke the television set. The coffee cup almost went through the screen. They didn't do it in the name of God. They did it in the name of Allah. That's what they screamed as they slammed the plane into the tower. But what do you expect, I say to myself. You know, the problem is this. Am I shocked by anything a Reformed Jewish rabbi would say? Am I shocked by what a leftist pope would say? Well, I am a little shocked. I knew there was a left-wing wing within the Vatican, and I knew it was quite strong. I didn't know that it would elect the Pope, nor did I ever think that John Boehner would lobby to have this radical leftist come to speak before joint session of Congress, ever. Not one word about the mutilation of baby body parts, other than very obscure terms. Everything was in obscure terms. He talks about peace on earth. Hey, we're all for peace on earth. How about talking about the churches that are burning in the Middle East? How about talking about the little Christian girls who are being raped around the clock, Mr. Pope, by your Muslim brethren who you're reaching across the aisle now to? How about saying something about that one word of reality? All of these homilies, they don't do it for me. And as far as the lack of science and what he talks about with Gaia and global warming, nothing that he says is true. Nothing that he says is founded in science. Then he says we should be kind to immigrants and take more in. We've taken more immigrants than all the nations on earth put together. Do you know that? Why doesn't he go to China and tell them to take in some immigrants, especially non-Chinese immigrants? Why doesn't he go give a speech in Japan? There are many Catholics in Japan. And tell them to be kinder and to bring in non-Japanese and make them citizens and give them welfare. And give them phones and give them cars and give them food and give them legal services. See how the Japanese would receive that Only this nation of jerks puts up with this garbage. That's what's agitating. And then on top of it all, the hypocrisy of this church. The church is sitting on the greatest gold reserve in the world. The church is sitting on the greatest art in the world. And it has the largest, thickest walls around any city on earth. They're telling us to tear down the wall with Mexico that Trump wants to build. You don't see this as hypocrisy? I can't help you. I can't help you if you can't see the hypocrisy. And the fact of the matter, I'm calling for immigration leniency. What in the world is he thinking? What is he thinking? We took in 1.7 million legal immigrants last year. That's more people every year legally than the rest of the world combined. Now add, what, a million that came in illegally? The country's breaking from it. They do not all come here to work. They do not come here to work. They come here to work the system. And it's a shame that we have to listen to this coming out of a religious figure. He should know better. All of this is an attack and assault upon the middle class. That's what it really comes down to.
Savage.
Well, that was from Friday's show. If you missed it, I gave you a little summary because I know many of you agreed with me, but many of you didn't agree with me. And those of you who didn't agree with me were not so much disagreeing with what I said about the Pope's politics. It was just on principle that you wanted to defend the Pope. And number two, you thought I was attacking Catholicism. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. There's been no greater supporter on national radio, on a non-religious broadcast, no greater defender of the Catholic Church than I have been for the last 21 years. However, when I see a politician posing in holy robes, espousing the same politics as Bernie Sanders or Nancy Pelosi or Jerry Brown or any of the other so-called left-wing fanatics, it's my obligation and my duty to say, wait a minute, the king has no clothes. Pope has no clothes. And that's what I was saying to you. Or he's wearing the wrong clothes is what I really should have said. Zero religion. Lenin's Pope, Chapter 8, Government Zero. And it's all in the subhead, politicizing the papacy. Or the Pope attacks free speech. Or who is the Pope defunding? What is the Pope defunding? Or the Pope promotes junk science. The real agenda behind the Pope's climate change scam. Or the Marxist encyclical on care for our communist home. I've analyzed it. I've told you who wrote these for him. I told you what their politics are. And again, I point out the Pope had a hidden agenda. And it was not seen by Jake Tapperhead. It was not seen by Neil Cavuto. It was not seen by all of the fake conservatives and fake liberals on the media. Never forget who they are and what they do for a living, which is to keep your eyes glued to the screen so they can sell you ads. They have no politics. I do. I'm a devout nationalist. I have been for many years. Borders, language, culture. The Pope has no clothes. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Mike. From talk softly and carry a big stick, Teddy Roosevelt, to talk loudly and carry a broken stick, Barry Obama. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. To see what's going on at the UN today is something to behold, I tell you. I listened to as many of the speeches as I possibly could before the program, and the only two that I saw who were bellicose were Barack Obama berating Russia and Rouhani of Iran berating the United States and Israel. I think that says an awful lot. I don't have to editorialize on the statement itself. I would say that his constant aggression towards Russia, his verbal aggressions towards Russia, speaks loudly, very loudly. And I think that this is the last thing on earth we need is a war with Russia. And I pray to God that the sorority that's running the military thinks a few times before launching a strike against Russian or Chinese or Iranian forces who may be, let us say, taking out some of our operatives in the field. Let's pray to God no American troops get hurt. But I can tell you right now, anything is possible. These are how big wars start. But it didn't start with China sailing an aircraft carrier in there. It started with you putting Obama into the White House. It started with you putting a left-wing fanatic into the White House. That's when this started. Another big hour. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Content. Psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Look what's going down. You wake up 30 years later and there the degenerates are running in the streets of San Francisco whipping each other with chains, and they call it a family-friendly event in Nancy Pelosi's backyard. Look what liberalism has brought to this country. Look at the filth and psychosis that pervades the nation. Take a look at it. I turned on the local newspaper, whatever it is, the local San Francisco newspaper, the site, it's one of the sites I go to. And they're glorifying a so-called leather parade. And you see the ugliest, most unsavory characters beating each other up in the street with leather, tying each other up, strangling each other on racks in the street. On the one hand, you say, how boring. How awfully boring is this? What do they have to do this in public for? What kind of people are these? In my day, they would have been in a mental hospital. Now they're in Nancy Pelosi's backyard, and she calls it, she once went to this parade, and she called it Christian values, Catholic values, a leather parade. I swear to God, I'm not making this stuff up. And I look at the parade, and I say to myself, this keeps up. If there is no Christian conservative revival in America and the West, Islam will rule the world. And I stand by those words. I'm telling you as I stand here. I don't know how long it's going to take, but if this keeps up, if the sickness, the debauchery keeps up, Islam will rule the world, because there's only so much people can take. They'll flip over to the other side. They'd rather have hardliners from the Muslim world than the psychosis, the psychotics running the country. And if you think that I'm mistaken, I hope you're right. But I don't think I'm mistaken. There's only so much debauchery and insanity people will take and can take. Now, of course, as we enter hour three of the Savage Nation, I've been talking about the UN speeches. Putin's speech was impressive. I talked about the Chinese aircraft carrier move that's moved into Syria. I read that on Debka. And I don't think it's a prelude to World War III. But why is China there? I talked about that. Why has China, Russia, and Iran now formed an alliance to take out ISIS? Because Obama and the sorority have not taken out ISIS. Because Obama the phony and the sorority miscalculated everything. They wanted to take out Assad. That was their number one goal, because that was in Israel's interest, to eliminate Assad, because Israel's threatened by Syria on the north and by Syria's vassal army, Hezbollah, and they're afraid of them. Rightly so. Israel didn't do that well against Hezbollah in the last head-to-head. So Israel figured, let's play some chess and let's let ISIS take out Assad. This is my analysis of what's been going on. So you say, well, why would Israel let them rage, burn churches, kill Christians, take women hostage? They figure it's collateral damage. They don't have to fire a shot. Let ISIS do it. Let the former Republican Guard of Saddam Hussein do it for them. With our weapons, by the way, U.S. weapons, because Israel didn't fire a shot against ISIS. Have you seen Israeli jets fly over once? Have you seen ISIS do any incursions into Israel? No. Well, you figure out why not. Well, I think you could put two and two together. So where does the U.S. fit into all of this? Well, where does it fit in? Obama was doing Israel's bidding. That's where. And then somehow it worked with Obama's strategy to somehow he can get even with Putin, who in his mind is his arch enemy because he's jealous of him, because he knows Putin is a better man. He knows it in his heart. Men know that about other men. He could just look at him and knows he's a better man. He also knows Putin is the real McCoy, and he knows he's a faker. In his heart of hearts, he knows that. And you don't have to read Joseph Conrad to know that. All you got to do is read The Heart of Darkness, and you'll know that. And the fact of the matter is that for very personal reasons, not even geopolitical reasons, Obama and the sorority have targeted Putin and made him public enemy number one, to the detriment not only of the United States, but of the entire world. So now as I speak with you tonight on the Savage Nation, at this moment, Apparently, Putin and Obama are having a head-to-head meeting. Boy, would I would pay to be in that room. I'd love to see a live feed of that one. What would you give to see Putin and Obama in a room alone with no sorority behind them, no cameras, no support staff? Who do you think would win that debate? But it doesn't even matter who wins the debate. The facts on the ground won the debate. Russia has special forces there. They're not leaving. Russia has moved in aircraft, helicopters, tanks, you name it. They're not leaving. It's a fact. It's over. Assad's staying. Get used to it. And here's the good news. You want to hear the good news? Even though Assad is a monster, he's a Stalinist monster and horrible, but I'll take a Stalinist monster over an Islamist monster any day. I'm less threatened by a small-time Stalinist monster than I am by a small-time Islamist monster. Because so far as I know, Assad has not sent any operatives to America now or in the past to blow up schools or kill American Marines at recruiting stations. But I can't say the same about your friends in the Islamic movement. So just put two and two together, and you'll understand the propaganda you've been subjected to by the psychotics in the media and the fools, or I should say the fools in the media and the psychotics in the White House that surround the White House. I got to use these words very carefully. The good news here is that now that Assad is staying, and now that the Syrian army will be able to take out ISIS along with Russia, China, and Iran, and get rid of all of the fellow travelers in the Islamic movement, Syria will be reborn, and it'll be reborn probably in a partition. It'll be partitioned. It'll probably be partitioned into five parts, as it once was. And the good news here is that all of these millions of refugees can go home again. And if Europe had any guts and brains, they'd deport them the minute that Syria is stable again. They would no way in a million years give them citizenship. Now, most of them are not even coming from Syria, by the way. They're economic refugees. Many of them are coming from as far away as Bangladesh to Europe, by the way, simply for more benefits. They're passing through nations that don't have benefits. They all want to go to Germany, which is a story unto itself. How this Merkel, who was allegedly a conservative, has flipped into this left-wing fanatic overnight is hard to believe, especially since the right-wing parties have enjoyed a great resurgence in Germany, and especially on the issue of immigration. How did Merkel suddenly move far to the left and say, we welcome you? That's a story for another day. Do you know what Germany fears more than the Muslims that are coming in? They fear their own conservatives, who are they calling right-wing. They're smearing them. Just as Boehner is smearing conservatives in this country, calling us fanatics, same thing with the elitists in Germany, Norway, Sweden, France. They're terrified that an indigenous group of people, meaning their own population of their own religion and their own ethnicity, will stand up for their own nation. That's how sick things have become in the Western world. So things are changing right in front of our eyes, and that's why I said to you, what does the visit of the Pope, the Blood Moon, Syria, the UN, the Pope, what does all of this have to do with it? It's all at the same time. So I'd rather talk about these big things rather than Trump's tax plan. I hope he becomes president. I hope he puts in the tax plan. It'll save me a lot of money. That's all I care about. I pay too much in taxes. I want to pay less. I resent it. I hate the state of California because they robbed me. I hate paying 13% on top of 40%. I pay 39% federal. I pay 13% or 15% state tax. I hate it here for that reason. I hate being robbed by Jerry Brown. Okay? I hope to God something comes along to make me want to stay in the state of California. So it's very personal for me. But right now I want to talk about the bigger picture, which is the world. National security is the biggest issue in my mind. And the busting of our borders by the governor of the state of California and the governors of all of these other liberal states in order to gain votes is sickening. And we need nationalism, and only nationalism can save us. Only nationalism can save this country. And speaking of that, by the way, it's an interesting point. I've raised it in a previous publication in my last book, my issue of nationalism, but I came to the same conclusion again in Government Zero. Because I was asked by the publisher, what is the solution for all of this nightmare that's going on in this country right now? And I thought about it in great detail, and I frankly went back to that theme, and I talked about nationalism. But this time, instead of just writing We Need Nationalism. I did an entire chapter called Saving a Nation with Nationalism. And many of you say, well, you know, Trump is too general. He doesn't get specific enough. You could say that about Michael Savage or others in radio that would just talk show hosts and we say generalized things. We just throw words out there and we don't follow it up with ideas. Well, I've written 28 books, and in Government Zero, which will be out in a month, which you can get on Amazon, and I hope you do, I have a whole chapter on saving a nation with nationalism. First subhead is abandoning conservatism. And then I say nationalism versus conservatism because they're not the same thing. And then in the chapter I'm flipping through now, nationalist immigration. I talk about what kind of immigrants we do need. I then call about a chapter subhead called nationalist liberals. Now that's something interesting because no one's ever put those two words together. And I said, I often ask friends if they believe there is any chance to work within the Democratic Party. Unsurprisingly, the overwhelming majority of answers amount to a resounding no. I understand why well-meaning patriots feel this way. Certainly, there is not much chance to work with the leading Democrat politicians. They subscribe to an ideology diametrically opposed to everything we stand for. And then I talked about something else. I said Democrat voters are another story. And I say there is a large percentage of Democrat voters who are so dependent upon the government or so anti-American that they will never join our cause. But I don't believe they're the majority. And then I said I believe that there's a nationalist movement would attract what is either a majority or a significant minority of Democrat voters who are not socialists and who do not seek to destroy society and remake it in a progressive image. I believe this group of Democrats who identify as liberal simply do not see in the Republican Party as it exists today a recognition of the individual's responsibility to society that is so vital a part of a nationalist movement. I don't blame them. I don't see it either. And I said I believe a nationalist movement would attract large numbers of this group. They are blue-collar Democrats who aren't interested in socialism or forced multiculturalism. They just don't want to live in an America where they are completely sold out to multinational corporations who have no obligation to the nation they are helping to build. They want to live in the kind of America their parents and grandparents grew up in, where there is economic freedom, opportunity, and personal liberty, tempered by a duty to preserve the nation that makes all of that possible. Once they understand the nationalist platform I write, I believe many of them will join us without hesitation. Has anyone said that in the conservative movement? Zero. And that is the problem, my friends. The nation has become so bifurcated and so split that people on the conservative side have given up thinking that there are any Democrats who would ever join in their belief system of a nationalist presence. It's all wrong. Things are changing in front of our eyes. And as the world changes in front of our eyes and the United States changes in front of our eyes, there's one thing that will not change in front of your eyes. And that's me, Michael Savage. My motto has been, since 1994, borders, language, culture. I have not watered it down, nor do I intend to do so. I'll be back in a moment.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. You know, obviously I'm in the media, and I'm greatly critical of the, I call, midstream media. They're laughable, they're stupid, whatever name you want to come up with, we all know that. We have no faith in them, which is why people like myself can survive it all. I mean, if I didn't present an alternative, I wouldn't be on the radio for 21 years. So what am I getting at? Perhaps one of the dumbest in the history of the media is Ashley Banfield of CNN. She was fired for years because she was caught on air supporting the PLO, who she went out with on a killing mission one night. I'll never forget it as long as I live. Well, she did something today that is... Actually, if you can put it in the pantheon of idiocy, it exceeds anything Nancy Pelosi has ever done. Okay, right after Putin spoke, I want you to listen, because I have the ears of a wolf, to what Ashley Banfield said today on CNN. Fire.
I'm confident that by working together, we will make the world stable and safe, as well as provide conditions for the development of all states and nations. Thank you.
Russian President Boris Yeltsin wrapping up his remarks, Boy, I'm hearkening back 20 years. Russian President Putin wrapping up the
conversation. Okay, I rest my case. I rest my case. Someone wrote this. Prior to the Reformation, the church was the only source of news for the common people. Gutenberg's press was wonderful for the clergy and the educated nobility, but the common man and lesser nobles still got their news from town criers, their gossip from the local busybody, and their real news from the church. I have always thought our American media fills the niche that the town busybody once filled. Yes, Ashley, you're no more than a gossip. That's all you are, a town busybody talking over a clothing line with your hair up in a babushka holding a cold cup of coffee. So that's my point of, she called him Boris Yeltsin. So anyone can make a mistake. Really? On CNN? Your reliable source of news calling Vladimir Putin Boris Yeltsin? That's a minor slip? Is it really? Especially, and by the way, that's why when they're reading a teleprompter. I, Michael Savage, don't read teleprompters. I prompt my own self. It's that simple. So let's go to some of the callers. 855-400-7282. Got some great callers out there. We got 48 seconds to get to them in this segment. I mean, time is marching on. Time is the enemy. You know, time is the enemy of a talk show host when you have so much that you want to talk about. I had a sore throat all weekend. I didn't think I'd make it to the show till I healed myself. And I really did. It was a bad one. It was deep. You know, one of those sore throats that's deep. And I had one in January that was so bad, I had to take antibiotics along with all the nutrients that I used. It took me months, really, to get over that one. And here I am again. I said, oh, God, not again. Well, I did all the things I know to do. Massive doses of C, A. Big doses of A really help an awful lot. And I took some of the herbs and the herbal drinks. I gargled vodka and spat it out in the sink. That really works well.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
So we get many people up on the air. Just as a side note, I don't know how many people watch, what's it called, Danny? I can't remember the name of these shows with John Voight. I can't remember it. Danny Rose? No, last night. I don't know the name of the show. It's kind of fun. I watch it every Sunday night. Why is it blanking out? I just can't remember it. Ray Donovan. I can't believe I can't even remember the name. It was so good last night. The writers were newer. This, you know, last episode. I really enjoyed it. And the murder scene where they took out the Armenian mafia was original to television. I don't want to give out a spoiler, but that was pretty well done. And the last scene of the John Voight character topping even his rotten mean son in ruthlessness and such. I'm going to watch that again tonight. It was really quite well done. I even like the end where he goes to the priest for confession after he didn't believe in God, and how the actor, whose name I forget, who I didn't like in the beginning, I think he's grown into the role. He's much better. He looks tougher, better lighting, Shriver, looks great, playing the part well. When he broke down in the confessional, talking about the priest he had shot because he had raped him when he was a boy repeatedly, when he breaks down crying to the priest that he didn't kill him because he hated him, he killed him because he loved him. He killed him because he actually cared for the priest. I thought that was an amazing twist on this whole molestation deal. And then the dynamics of the other brother who had been molested by the same priest when they were boys, who is now married to that Mexican lady, is so well played out. So it's really the most developed script, I think, in the media. And exciting enough, you know, I would say enough titillation in it to satisfy the average viewer like myself. Enough violence to keep me listening. And by the way, just an all-around great production. So I'm glad none of them were killed off, because that means season three, I get to watch them again. I thought they'd kill off somebody in this one. But why kill off a good character? That guy from England, English actor, is the great Eddie Marsan, who plays the guy with the cross on his arm, the kind of boxing brother who's got Parkinson's. He's always been great. I first saw him in a British movie called one of the Gangster Number One 20 years ago, where he plays a small-time crook living in a public housing development in England. And a really bad guy comes to intimidate him, and how he breaks down in tears and starts to cry, in that scene was awesome. I never forgot how good his acting was. So I really loved the show last night. Oh, now what am I going to look forward to? What's coming up now? I don't even know what's coming up in TV now in terms of high production. Now that that's gone, what's back on the air? The Affair is coming back. That was a middling drama, not bad. I think it's on the same network. I'm not sure about that one. And then it's a shame Boardwalk Empire is finished, right? That's over with? I got used to him. I got used to the Schmendrick who played the gangster. I got used to all the characters. They're gone. It's gotten so bad on TV, I'm watching Sopranos episodes from 20 years ago. And the thing that amazes me is I'm watching them not for the second time, maybe the 10th time. And as I watch them, I say, oh, my God, that was in 2002? I remember watching it with my son. That was 13 years ago? I can't believe it. You watch an episode. It's like reading a book again. You know, I used to be an avid reader more so of books than I am now. I'm an avid reader of news and an avid reader of the internet. I'm not an avid reader of books anymore. I write them. So how can I read the internet and read books and write books at the same time? It's almost impossible. And talk about iPhones. I haven't talked about that yet. What is this mania for a new iPhone? I have an older one, an i4, and a flip phone. People laugh when I pull out the flip phone. They say, you still have a, look at him, he's got a flip phone. I say, yeah, I do, and it gets better reception in elevators than an iPhone does, incidentally. This thing, it gets reception in the basement of a parking garage. This old Nokia, it's like a laughable iPhone. I do it sometimes to see how foolish people can be. Oh, look at the old man with the iPhone, with the flip phone. Superior because they bought an i7. What in the world do they need it for? What in the world are they reading that's so important? Showing naked body parts to somebody? My God. So I'll stick with my i4 with a battery case built around it. I've dropped it many times and it doesn't break. And no, I'm not going to rush out to the mall to get one. I don't need it. I'm very reluctant to get rid of things that work. I'm a really weird guy. Like, I bought a Mercedes new in a 2008, an S600, which I named Wilhelm in my first novel, Abuse of Power. Remember, the character has a big Mercedes, a big heavy car, a V12, and he named it Wilhelm. Well, it was based on my car, and I got to love the car. I attached to cars. First of all, I'm an antiquarian. I didn't get the calls yet. And I'm the type that grew up in an immigrant household where you didn't throw cars away. They bought them used, a 2 or 3 year old good car, and he kept them for 5 years or more. And then bought another used car, you know. So I was always taught to preserve things. I was the kind of kid who lined up his shoes under his youth bed. They even called it a youth bed. We all slept in one room. And I had my 5 pair of shoes, and I'd shine them up and put them under my bed. Could you imagine what a child psychologist would say about me today? Compulsive, OCD, kept his shoes neat, folded his pants on the edge of his bed. Definitely needs retraining. So I learned to preserve things that were mine and take care of them. I didn't come from the throwaway time. So as I'm saying, it's like the iPhone. I don't want to get rid of it. Like the Nokia flip phone. I don't want to get rid of it. It was bad enough when I had to throw away it's not a Nokia. It's the other, it's a Samsung. I still have a Nokia that I bought before the Samsung in a drawer. Even though it's useless, I refuse to throw it out. Somehow it's like a friend of mine. I keep it in the bottom of an underwear drawer. I won't throw away my old Nokia, let alone my Samsung flip phone, let alone my i4 iPhone. So now we get to the car. Car's an 08 Mercedes S600. Big blue, fast, monster. I love the car. I can do 4.20 to 60 in 4.2. This car is big and heavy, 5,000 pounds. Better than any sports car I've ever driven. But she's looking a little ragged around the tail and here and there. And there's no dents because I have, ding neurosis in parking lots. I'm one of those guys that I'll park my car in the far end of a parking lot. I'm one of those guys who'll park outside of a parking lot. I'm one of those guys who'll look for the furthest spot in a parking lot. And as a result, my car, which is 7 years old, has not a ding on it. But the bumper's got a little thing and that, da, 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 da. And it's time for a new one, so I'm looking at a new one. But the thing is, I don't know what to do with the old one. I can't put it in the bottom of a drawer with my underwear, so I don't quite know what I'm going to do. One other piece of housekeeping. Did you see the story over the weekend of a bully at a high school in Southern California who was beating up a blind boy? And a football player hero, came over and with one punch knocked the bully out. Just bam, the bully went down. And when he went on the ground, you see his hands, he looks like a mouse. With those claws, like, oh, don't hit me. No, no, no. Guess what happened? Guess who was thrown out of school by the vermin who run the schools today? The hero. They threw him out of school and took him off the football team. Why? Take a guess who's running schools now. Well, there's 35,000 names on a petition to put the kid back on the football team. We've been trying to find him because I'm going to give him a scholarship, incidentally. And I want to get him on the show. I mean, this kid is a hero. This is America at its best. And now that we've completed the housekeeping chores of the Savage Nation in the third hour of the show, let's go to the callers. FTL, Tom, welcome from Fort Lauderdale. What's on your mind?
Hello, Dr. Savage. Two quick questions. It looks like Obama's doubling down against Putin in Russia. He looks like he's so enraged that he's been outflanked by Putin that it appears that the next few days are the most dangerous because of his reaction.
And yes, right. Obama is very dangerous right now because he's been upstaged by a better man.
Right. That's right.
In plain English, that's a full sentence. Not only is he a better man, but Putin is a man who does not abandon his allies in a time of need, unlike President Obama, who has abandoned all of his allies in a time of need. Israel, Egypt, Jordan. He will not send them the weapons that they need to fight ISIS. This man has no loyalty whatsoever except to his own greed and his own ambitions.
And can
Thank
I ask
you for the call. Please say that again.
If I could ask my second question. If it's possible, could we trade a couple of those talking heads like Ashley to ISIS for a chance to be in that room with Putin and Obama?
Could you believe what I heard? I mean, I heard it in passing today. She called him Boris Yeltsin. Did anyone else hear that but me?
Yes,
no, nobody has the ears of the wolf. I have the nose of a wolf and the ears of a wolf. That's why I live alone. I'm hypersensitive. Stay on the line, my friend. You get a copy of Government Zero. We'll be going out to you in a week or so. Next caller on the Savage Nation, M-A-L. Renee, welcome from the nation's capital. Go ahead, Renee. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Savage. I was just wondering, with all the acts of treason that Obama has made toward the country, do you think that there's something that he might be holding over the heads of members of Congress and our military leaders that he threatened them with, like with their families?
No, I don't think so at all. I think that the power structure is set up so that he doesn't have to threaten them. He just removes them from their positions. Stalin would have his general shot, who he was afraid of. Obama has them smeared by the hacks who work for him, and then he has them thrown out of the military. That's how he's decapitated the command structure. As far as the media, there's not much to do because most of them were worthless to begin with, so I wouldn't say it's a conspiracy that they're worthless. They were worthless to begin with. The few people I know who went into the media when everyone else went into a regular life were those who couldn't make it in anything else. They're not the smartest people on the planet. Most of the people in the media are fundamentally actors. They're actors and actresses, pretending to be serious people. And that makes them even more dangerous. Thank you. Oh, I didn't give her a book. I forgot. KSFO, Michelle, you're next up. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Savage. I just wanted to say thank you for all your insight. I've learned so much from you. I listen to you every day at lunchtime. I'm in Marin County, so I know you're familiar with the area.
Oh, yes, I certainly am.
You know, what's bothering me most recently is this whole drama with the Pope. I grew up as a Catholic, and, you know, I'm 44 years old. I've been raised here in Novato. And, you know, he never spoke up when I was a kid like that. So why is he doing this now?
Wait. Sorry, who never spoke up? A Pope?
Yeah, like this guy is. They never
Because spoke up. You have to understand, I've studied the Pope. The Pope has a long history of being a political figure. He had a history of being in politics back in his Argentina when he was young, and he chose, after entering a world of politics, to enter the church. In other words, he saw the church as a better avenue to bring his worldview to bear upon the flocks around the world, and that's what he's done. He's a lifetime Peronista. And if you study Juan Perón and Eva Perón, you'll see that they were hardcore Stalinists, and their economic system was completely flawed. And the Pope has brought that viewpoint, unfortunately, to the forefront in his recent missives against the middle class and against the science itself. And I think that that's important for you to tell your friends about. So I'm going to send you Government Zero, and I hope you give it to at least, you know, give up. the chapter on the Pope and his secret agenda and who he is so that they understand that this wasn't by chance. Stay on the line, Michelle. They didn't pick him by chance. They didn't pick him by chance. Jim on WBAP in Dallas, Texas. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Oh, just great to talk to you, Dr. Savage. And I was wondering who you thought would be the best to take over the speakership of the House. And did you know it doesn't have to be a congressperson. We can appoint someone. Will you be the one?
I know where you're going with that one.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean? How, do they elect him? How do they pick him?
The House members, someone in the House appoints Michael Savage, and then they vote on it. And if the overriding vote.
So let me ask you something. What do you think the chances are if you nominated me to be elected in that House of Representatives, like next to zero or zero?
I'll tell you what.
Can I say this? I don't want to be Speaker of the House because it would be going down the ladder of success. I'm the Speaker of the Nation, and I am very happy with my position as Speaker of the Nation. I don't want to be Speaker of the House. I'll leave that to men at the level of John Boehner. You stay on the line because I'm sending you government to zero. Now, that's not bad for on-the-cuff, off-the-cuff thinking, is it? You got to learn how to speak on your feet. If you want to, I'll stop right there. It rhymes with something, but it's a family show. Goodbye now. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Too much. Okay, I'm not in the mood. It's the end of the show. I need a gamma globulin shot from this show. And I'm not going to have a gamma globulin shot. I'm going to have a reality shot. I can't imagine what Obama and Putin are going to say to each other. Well, I can kind of imagine, but I know we're never going to know what happens. And I know that Obama has such a frail ego because deep down he knows that he's, let us say, way over his head and never deserved the power that he has been granted. And he knows Putin is a better man. And for that reason, the world's a very unstable place. If only they could go out to a judo mat in a pair of boxer shorts and have it out there for the world to see. You know, it might be a safer world. But then again, we don't work in an uncivilized manner, do we? No, we're a much more civilized nation than that. We don't revert to that kind of stuff. Our enemies are just smeared here in America or ignored here in America. Their great works are ignored and they're made into be what they're not to be. No, that's how we do it in America. We're much more civilized than that. That's how the Jake Woodpeckers function for the new Reich. Now let's go to the callers. And we can't even go to the callers. I want all of you who, what callers we have from around the country here. Carly Fiorina and a Muslim running. She has a Muslim running mate? Or is she picked the Muslim running mate? I think she's overrated. I don't know people with the Carly Fiorina. She's a product of the media who doesn't want Trump to win. So they made Carson is now as good as him because they know he's an easy pushover for Hillary. Hillary will destroy Carson because Carson's a genuinely nice man and a genuine man. Hillary is a vampire. So they want Hillary to debate Carson. So they made Trump. Now this other one now, Fiorina. She ran for the governorship here in California years ago. She was for open borders. She lost. She didn't get the conservative base. End of story. That's why they want her to run. Okay, any other questions? I got the answers, and tomorrow is another day. Will you please get a copy of Government Zero already?